President Biden heads to Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland this morning. His visit is part diplomacy and part homecoming for this country's second Irish Catholic president. Biden's ancestors came to the U.S. from Ireland in the mid-1800s, and his Irish-American roots are a big part of his identity as president. NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith reports.
Many modern American presidents have claimed Irish ancestry, from John Fitzgerald Kennedy to Barack Obama, who has Irish relatives on his mom's side. But none were quite as forward about it as President Biden.
And as we Irish say, that's no malarkey. That's a fact.
This may be hyperbole, but the only thing he quotes more than the great Irish poets is the wisdom of his Irish-American mother.
Today, I'm Catherine Eugenia Finnegan Biden's son. That's who I am.
Biden's family hails from County Mayo and County Louth, both of which he will visit on this trip.
If you go to County Louth, there's still a place called Finnegan's Pub, which is, Reverend, it's related to my family. Now, I'm the only Irishman you ever met, though, that's never had a drink, so I'm okay.
Biden's relatives lived through the Irish potato famine and, like so many others over the centuries, came to the U.S. in search of opportunity. Expect that to be a theme in his remarks later this week outside a cathedral in County Mayo. According to the White House, Biden's great-great-great-grandfather sold the bricks that helped build the cathedral and used the money to bring his family on a ship to America.
I think there's no doubt that Joe Biden is the most Irish of Irish-American presidents.
Brendan O'Leary is a professor of political science at the University of Pennsylvania. And yes, he says Biden is even more overtly Irish than JFK, whose visit to Ireland in 1963 was an event.
Yes, here he comes down the steps to a tremendous welcome. The 35th President of the United States of America, John Fitzgerald Kennedy.
That was the coverage on RTE as Kennedy stepped off Air Force One. Kennedy's election was a breakthrough. Electing an Irish Catholic to the highest office in the land is no longer taboo, which frees Biden to wear his heritage on his sleeve. Again, O'Leary.
Indeed, I'd say he's much more visibly an ordinary Joe, an average Irish American, than was his predecessor, John Fitzgerald Kennedy.
That working-class Joe image is an important part of Biden's political identity. On the policy side, his trip starts with a visit to Northern Ireland to deliver a message about ongoing U.S. support for the Good Friday Agreement, signed 25 years ago. That agreement, which the U.S. was pivotal in negotiating, brought an end to decades of sectarian violence in Northern Ireland, known as the Troubles.
So it's a huge deal.
Max Bergman is at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, and he expects part of Biden's message on this trip will be about holding up the Good Friday Agreement as a triumph of U.S. engagement in the world.
And here's an example, 25 years later, where active U.S. engagement really made a difference.
But the peace accord has been tested by Brexit. The UK's move to withdraw from the European Union created new tensions over trade and risked new disputes over borders. There's a new agreement called the Windsor Framework, designed to ease those tensions. But the political situation in Northern Ireland remains difficult. O'Leary says he expects Biden's message in Belfast to focus on economic opportunity that comes from peace and stability.
America is not trying to interfere in the management of the power-sharing arrangements within Northern Ireland. But it is very clearly giving a signal that if those work well, then there will be encouragement from the United States for foreign and direct investment.
Though much of this trip for Biden is personal, about connecting with his roots, he is also a big proponent of strong relationships between the U.S. and its European allies. And that diplomacy will certainly be on display this week as well. Tamara Keith, NPR News.